everybody, this is Ali Ciardo, and this is the Photo Field Notes podcast. And today we're going to talk about a topic that I think we can all relate to, anyone who runs a business of any sort, and especially with running a creative business. We're going to talk about dealing with rejection as a business owner, as a photographer, and just different ways to look at it, some really great resources, a great book, a great video that you absolutely have to see. So we're going to get into that in just a second. But first, quick note, go ahead and jump over to photofieldnotes.com for show notes. You can also go to photofieldnotes.com/crash course if you want to go through my 3-day free crash course that gives you just kind of the whole rundown on how I run my business and how I have been able to create a 6-figure business year after year. And that does it for initial announcements. So let's get right into the show.
Welcome to the Photo Field Notes podcast, where you'll find stories, tips, and inspiration from professional photographers to get you taking action in your own business and making your business dreams a reality.
Okay, so rejection. Let's talk about it. It's this thing that, okay, in theory, like, humans hate rejection, right? It sucks. Rejection is terrible. And you can avoid it. You can live a life with very little rejection. You can get a safe job. But I think that there's so much adventure and there's so much greatness to be had by going out there and subjecting ourselves to this potential rejection. So you're going to miss out on so much of that good stuff if you are always hiding and trying to avoid that feeling that comes with rejection. So the other thing is that if you want to run your own business, it's just completely unavoidable. You are going to get rejected by potential clients, potential opportunities, potential collaborations, all of these things. So to be a great business owner, you have to take these little risks. You have to put yourself out there. Collaborations are not just going to find you. People aren't just going to come knocking on your door. They might later, after you've already taken these risks and you've already done all these things. But when you're just getting started, people aren't going to come to you. You have to put yourself out there. You have to create your opportunities. And not everyone's going to like what you're doing. That's okay. We want to focus on a very specific audience, right? We can't be everything to everybody. We want to really know who our audience is, and we want to attract our audience, and we want to repel the people who aren't in our audience. So when someone doesn't like you, that's okay. That just means that they are not your target market. So I was kind of thinking about, like, what are the areas where I have faced rejection on a pretty regular basis? And I'm just going to go through a few of those so that we can kind of get them out there. So I've gotten a couple of bad reviews on iTunes, and it really hurts. It's terrible, but you know what? It happens. I've had people unsubscribe to my emails. That's fine. They probably weren't relevant to what they were looking for. I've reached out to people to have them on my podcast, and they've said no sometimes. I've had clients, or potential clients, I should say, who have ended up hiring other photographers instead of me. I have put a lot of work into showing my clients what their frame sets could look like designing out wall galleries, and they don't always buy what I show them. And sometimes I enter photo contests that I don't win. So I am putting myself out there in so many ways, and I'm getting rejection like every single week in so many different ways. But if I didn't put myself out there, here's what would never happen. I would never get those good reviews on iTunes. I would never get those emails from people who actually appreciate what I'm putting out there and saying that they're learning something valuable and they're really connecting with what I have to say. I would never get those amazing people who do agree to be on my podcast. Yes, there are some no's, but there are so many more yeses where I email people who maybe I have no right to email, but a lot of them actually say yes, and that's amazing. I have the opportunity to be on other podcasts because I reach out and I ask to be on those podcasts and share my knowledge over there. And they're not just going to find me. I have to put myself out there and face the possibility that they might say no, that they don't want me to share. And yeah, that hurts. But when they say yes, it's really great. So I get the opportunity to work with amazing clients who do hire me because I put myself out there in a way where, yes, some are not going to, but so many great clients are going to hire me and let me run my own business and run my own life in a way that I would never be able to do if I was only working in a 9-to-5 job. I also have the opportunity to sell this gorgeous artwork when I do put that work together, and clients do want what I have to sell and they do buy my wall galleries, and it does help my profits and it helps them get really great products on their walls. And occasionally I actually do win those photo contests, or, you know, the best of not, or whatever it is that I put myself out there for and I ask for. I'm not always going to win. You're not always going to win everything, but occasionally you will. And that makes it worth it. So a few little thoughts on rejection. I was kind of thinking about it, and rejection to me is a lot like public speaking. So the more that you do it, the easier it becomes, because when I haven't done any public speaking for a while, I get really nervous. And or like meeting with clients for the first time. The first time that you meet with a potential client, I was so nervous. I was shaking. Now I'm like shaking because I had too much coffee. I've had 4 cups of coffee today. I should not drink coffee. But the more you do it, the easier it is. And this goes into an amazing TED Talk, and I'm going to put this link in my show notes. So go to photofieldnotes.com to find the link. So there's this TED Talk that you have to watch. It's about this thing called rejection therapy. And this guy, basically, he got rejected by something in business, and it hurt him so badly that he wanted to quit. He wanted to give up, but he knew that just wasn't the answer. He knew he had to learn how to get comfortable with being rejected. And so he found this thing called rejection therapy, and he went out there and he made a point. So I think rejection therapy starts with this idea of like intentionally going out and getting rejected 30 days in a row so that you get desensitized to it. And so he took that a step further, and I think he went out and got rejected 100 times, or he put himself in these situations 100 different times where he could get rejected. And he just has this amazing story to tell where he did kind of learn a lot about like how to deal with rejection, but he also learned about a lot about how to ask those right questions to move beyond rejection. And he actually got a lot of people in these crazy circumstances to say yes to things. And that was the coolest thing ever that came out of it. So go check out the link for the TED Talk. It's just incredible. It will like completely change your perception on things. So you definitely have to check that out. And second, rejection is still going to sting. It's going to sting when it happens. Like sometimes you're like, okay, yeah, client wasn't a right fit. That's fine. But sometimes it's just going to hurt. So we have to surround ourselves with other people in the same field. I think it's so important to have friends who are photographers, because we can talk with them and we can understand that we're not alone, that yes, they're dealing with the same thing. Because you know, and I know, we go on Instagram and we're not going to see people talking about their rejection. We're going to see people talking about their wins. We're going to see them talking about winning that contest and getting featured and all these great things, like getting that wedding, everything. And they're not going to talk about the rejection. So you have to have those personal connections with people who are going to be honest with you so that you understand that you're not alone, because you are not alone in this at all. And then third, just please remember that being rejected does not make you any less valuable as a person or as a business owner. It's just, you know, it is a great opportunity to learn how to do it better next time. So I try when I'm rejected, but beyond that sting, to think about, okay, what could I do differently? How can I tweak my message and make sure that I'm being clear about what I'm offering, or really showing people what makes me different, or why they should buy this from me, or why they should do with this with me, or why I have something really great to offer them. So I try to really use that as a learning experience every single time so that I can make my business better. And if you're feeling brave, you can even ask them, You can ask them that question, why? Why did you end up picking someone else? I just want this information to help my business. So I have a friend who does this really amazingly, and it's really helped her in improving her business and learning about, you know, the market and who's out there. So ultimately, don't let this fear of rejection stop you from putting yourself out there. You still need to go out there. You need to ask for those collaborations. You need to ask for those sales. You need to ask to get published. You need to ask for those reviews. It's going to be worth it. And there are definitely going to be days when it just hurts. And you are going to feel days when you just feel ready to quit. And it's okay, like, to take a day to just take a step back and forget about it. But remember that the people out there who have done these huge things that you probably admire, these huge, amazing things, they've probably faced more rejection than you can even imagine in getting there. So two resources that you're going to check out from this episode. You are going to check out that TED Talk that I talked about. It's called What I Learned from 100 Days of Rejection. And then the other thing that I really want you to check out is a book called The Dip by Seth Godin. And that book has really helped me through some like tough days. So I'm going to put both of those links in the show notes. You can also hop on the email list there so that you can get updates on episodes and other really great resources that I don't necessarily share publicly. So that is all at photofieldnotes.com. So I know it's a short episode, but I've given you a ton of information that you can go now and check out. So you can listen to that TED Talk while you're editing or just kind of hanging out. You don't necessarily have to watch it. And then that book, The Dip, you can get it on audio. I love audiobooks. Or you can probably find it in the library. So that's a really, really short read. I think it's like 70 something pages. And I think it's just a great kick of inspiration. So, all right, enjoy, take care, and I will talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening. Check out show notes at photofieldnotes.com. And if you loved this episode, leave your review on iTunes. See you next week.